It's the post St. Patrick's Day COVID-19 blues with Celtic music to brighten your day. Show number 452 of the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast.
Welcome to the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast, helping you celebrate Celtic culture through music.
My name is Mark Gunn. This show is dedicated to the indie Celtic musicians. Please support these artists, share the show with your friends, and find more episodes at CelticMusicPodcast.com. You can also support this podcast on Patreon. Now, COVID-19 is understandably bumming out a lot of people. It's also messing with our lives, and, you know, obviously it gets a little bit more tragic than that. Some people are losing their lives. So, in this episode, I don't know about you, but I am stuck at home with kids and trying to make it through the next couple weeks. So I thought it'd be nice to put together a fun episode of Celtic music to sort of ward away the COVID-19 blues. It's a little bit longer than normal. I hope this show brings a little bit of happiness to you during this stressful period of time. We kicked off the show with Willows from their album Fourth. That was The Yellow Wattle, Kilkenny, and Christy Berry's Jigs. Next up is Sean Leahy and Jeremy Spencer from Entanglement. That was a set of Reels, Darlies, and Brogan Nua.
Nothing but a poor broken back. Gaze on cold downstairs. And tell me one reason for why I should care. And I long for the day when my soul can break free of the hope in the world means nothing to me. I went to the doctor, for he would prescribe the ultimate cure for my back and my side. He'll write me a script and then I'll get the blame for it's hard to be shameful when you can feel no pain. Yes, it's hard to be shameful when you can feel no pain. So I sit on my couch and watch the time fly. I sift through the stations as life passes by. For the youngster's grown up and the wife moved away, and she left me with nothing but a mortgage to pay. And she left me with nothing but a mortgage to pay. And gaze on with this cold iron stare, and tell me one reason for why I should care. And I long for the day when my soul can break free of the hope in the world means nothing to me. Barons of black industry, my wife and my parents were then proud of me. Look, it's all hunky-dory and no, ain't it swell, but the life they call heaven, it came straight from hell. Yes, the life they call heaven, it came straight from hell. I'm a hard-working man and I'm tired of my life. My mind tends to cave with the brute mental strife. And I ask myself what it means to be free of the hope in the world means nothing to me. All the hope in the world means nothing to me. And gaze on with this cold eye stare, and tell me one reason for why I should care. And I long for the day when my soul can break free of the hope in the world means nothing to me.
toucan is shaking its head. The focus goes up to the treetops and suddenly smoke starts to spread. As we're gliding past a big trunk, the piano begins in G-sharp. While a dozer is driving towards us, he's strolling through the burnt forest in the twilight. And then the weird guy starts to sing. He's asking a whole lot of questions, an elephant's carcass zoomed in. Some Maasai's are gathered around it, with them rising up through the smoke. And a tree's falling down to the ground as the singer, amidst the inferno, is launching the chorus in a Jesus Christ post. Is picturing the time before they met hell, with animals still running across the savannah, when the indigenous hunters still follow his prey. But we feel that the worst bit's still waiting for us. The scenery has changed to a town where homeless are walking through ruins and tanks are rolling around. A family is mourning their daughter, and now they're all going to their knees. The burnt soil is loose, and it seems there's a lot of hand digging to do. And in comes the storm. Now the earth starts trembling, the wind is blowing. Therefore they all have to cling on to something. By shouting out loud and vigorous stamping, Black Jesus himself is reversing the timeline. Whether they are animals, rainforest trees, or humans, they all have to play their part in the joyful return of the dead.
After Leahy and Spencer came Kylie Griffin with Cold Iron Stare from Isolation, then The Kissers from their album Three Sails, that was Swallow's Tale, and finally Anlar with The Return of the Dead from their album Deception. I want your feedback. What are you doing today while listening to the podcast? You can send a written comment along with a picture of what you're doing while listening. Email, voicemail, message to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. I would also love to get your St. Patrick's Day pictures. So if you got any during the holiday, I would love to see those photos. How did you celebrate it? Drop me an email. Dave JL posted on Apple Podcasts, my wife and I are taking a 2-week trip to Ireland this year, and listening to this podcast has got me really excited for our trip, as if I wasn't excited already. I have strong Irish roots with my O'Reilly side of the family, and this podcast is great for discovering artists and songs I haven't heard before. Scott Taylor posted, this reminds me of my Irish great fourth times grandfather. Old Dude posted, long-time listener, now exploring other podcasts with emphasis on Celtic music rather than modern social justice causes. Unfortunately, this podcast is no longer a relaxing stroll along the high road and the low road to the shores of Loch Lomond. 3-star rating, reflects excellent music and too much SJW discussion. I find it so fascinating that people like me have no idea what SJW is. We have to Google it in order to figure out social justice warrior. I'm sorry, old dude, but that's the way it is. So I hope you find it a podcast that suits you. Daniel Joseph reviewed, you know, a good heart when you hear one. Good music through each week. What else do you want? And finally, Linda Pavlich emailed, hello, I just pledged to your podcast. I have been wanting to become a patron of the podcast since I first came across it 2 years ago, and I finally did. I am of Irish heritage on both sides of my family, but we never really talked about it when I was growing up. I am of the generation that was supposed to be a melting pot. My grandparents actually changed their name to keep their ethnicity hidden. Still, I have always loved Irish music. Either makes you want to dance or cry. So full of emotion. So when my husband and I joined our local recreation center and started working out regularly, my son told me I should look for interesting podcasts to make the exercising easier. When I started searching for podcasts, yours came up. I tried it and I loved it. Yay! My husband listens to talkie podcasts and my son is always giving me suggestions. Stuff you should know, but I just love your musical offerings. I purchased some of the music and listened to it on a playlist, but I really like the variety of the music. It sometimes even makes my day. Thank you so much for your upbeat presentation. It is especially important in the sometimes hateful political climate in our country these days to remember that we all come from somewhere else and our various perspectives and cultures can enrich our lives if we treat each other with respect and joy. I think you do that. Thank you so much for the pure pleasure your podcast brings. Thank you so much, Linda. I really appreciate it. Number one, for becoming a patron of the podcast. Yay! You rock. But also for sharing your little story too, because, you know, my family also, my grandma, my mom's mom, she never mentioned that she was Irish. Because again, that same sort of thing, part of the melting pot and part of the fact that the Irish were not looked well upon. Early in the 1900s. This is, again, one of the reasons for my SJW comments, because it drives me crazy that people would belittle other cultures and races, especially as much as the Celts have suffered. So thank you for sharing your heritage. And I truly hope the podcast will bring you joy for years to come. Next up is the title track from the Emerald Accents' latest CD. It is The Oats Field.
My father's soul was small and full of stone. The ditches that surrounded it were gray and overgrown. The briars and the brambles and the nettles by the gate. The smell of turf that burned the air. The evening fires of late. How I wish I was at home, where the wind and rain are blowing, where the air is clear and the sounds I hear bring sweetness to my mind. People playing that life serene, mountains strong and the valley's green. Oh, how I wish I was in Mayo once again. The ash tree and the oak tree, those monuments so strong, stand at the end of the oats field where they've always stood so long. A farmyard path that winds its way along the western wall and finds its way to an old farmhouse history once recalled. How I wish I was at home, where the wind and rain are blowing, where the air is clear and the sounds I hear bring sweetness to my mind. People playing their life serene,
mountains strong and the valleys green. Oh, how I wish I was in Mayo once again. Sun sinking low, and children go to sleep. The night air cools and lights appear that homely souls to keep. But as the lights grow dimmer now, hear the old men tell their tales of woe. And I dream about the oats field, the one my father sowed. How I wish I was at home, where the wind and rain are blowing, where the air is clear and the sounds I hear bring sweetness to my mind. People playing, their life serene, mountains strong and the valleys green. Oh, how I wish I was in Mayo once again. Oh, how I wish I was in Mayo once again.
In the air, standing proud and tall, with Scott's American
Hamburger Brawl.
They call me white trash, a hoodlum and a punk. No Celtic need apply, they call me a dirty drunk. Is that a woman's skirt? That makes me really pissed. You're not Scottish? Well, meet my Scottish bear.
Pumpkin piss in the air, standing proud and tall, with Scott's American
Hamburger Brawl.
DJ, not
his crowd. Okay, B-man, where here's my Highland Rag.
Hug your fists in the air, standing proud and tall. We're Scots American,
our burger brawl. Egypt's in the homeland, joke, the Yanks and goats. I have taught her right, my father's blood was spilled. They won't change me, to Scotland I am true. We stand a new flag, with the red, wine, blue.
Pump your fists in the air, standing proud and tall. We're Scots American,
our burger brawl.
Pump your fists in the air, standing proud and tall. We're Scots American,
our burger brawl.
Thank you. Thank you. not love a sailor, sailor, not me. For when you've given him your heart, he's off again to sea. I love you, darling, dearly, but the captain will not wait. So I will not love a sailor, I'll leave him to the wind. Soldier, not I. When you've given him your heart, he's off to fight and die. I love you, darling, dearly, but the fight I will not yield. So I will not love a soldier, I'll leave him to the field. And it's given, it is take, and the heart was meant to break.
Confusion, for that some think I'm psychologically sick. On one end it's potatoes, on the other crushed tomatoes. I don't know if I'm a Dago or a Mick. See, my father's name was Alessandro Sisai. My mother's name was Patty Ann McBride. And if in the World Cup Ireland and Italy should hook up, I'd be careful not to root for either side. I eat corned beef for sure, I mix my Guinness with my wine. I say ciao or top of the morning, whichever suits the time. I dance the tarantella while they're playing jigs and reel. I'll shabbat to me cooler or poker my horn depending how I feel. On St. Joseph's Day we'd all be dressed in crimson. Patrick's Day, we're all decked out in green. For me, Mother, St. Patrick was the only saint that counts, while my father felt the same about Frank and Dean. I eat corned beef for sure, I mix my Guinness with my wine. I say ciao or top of the morning, whichever suits the time. I dance the tarantella while they're playing jigs and reels. I'll shabbat to me cooler or poker my horn, depending how I feel.
Thank you. much as I please. But last week I sent away to that site to test my DNA, and they told me that I might be Japanese. So now it's sake, vino, and stout, and it's sushi filled with lamb, teriyaki lasagna with boiled Irish ham. I'm bowing, dance the tarantology to beat the band. But does anyone know how to say kiss my arse in Japan? I eat corned beef for sure, I mix my Guinness with my wine. I say ciao or top of the morning, whichever suits the time. I dance the tarantella while they're playing jigs and reels. I'll shabbat to be cooler, poker my horn depending how I feel.
After Emerald Accent came Highland Rain from their newest album, Bring Forth the Tartan, that was Alba Gobra, then Francis Leclerc and Maurice Demare from their album Trajet Libre, that was Remembrance, then Morning Chicken by Harmundi from 2019 A Breeze Odyssey, then came Seasons from their self-titled album, that was Heart's Downfall, and finally the Blarney Rebel Band with Macaroni from Ever Onward. It's a track that I realized would have been perfect for my Celtic Italy show a few weeks back. Celtic Podcast News. I want to start by thanking the patrons of the podcast. Because of your kind and generous support, this show comes out every week. Your generosity funds the creation, promotion, and production of the show, and it allows us to attract new listeners and to help our community grow. And as a patron, you get to hear episodes before regular listeners. When we hit a milestone, you get an extra long episode, and you can pledge a dollar or more per episode and cap how much you want to spend each month over on Patreon. Special thanks to our newest patrons from last month: Stephen R., Annie R., Linda P., Scott F., Doug K., Beth H., and Joseph O. You can become a generous patron of the podcast at songhenge.com. And remember, when you join as a songhenger, that's the $5 per episode or per month level, you'll get the Profiles podcast for free. You can learn more about the artists in each show. Can you post a review on Apple Podcasts? We are 21 reviews away from 1,000. That's incredible to think about. So I hope you will post a review. You can still get a free album of Celtic music. Every year I compile the 17 free Celtic MP3s for St. Patrick's Day album. You can download every song in show number 250 for free. Follow the link in the show notes. And finally, do you want to learn Irish dance? Online Irish Dance offers courses for people who want to learn the basics of Irish dance for fun, no matter where you are in the world. You will learn the basic movements required in ceilidh or group dancing. The moves are taught with music of varying speeds, and modules are included that introduce sketches and strengthening exercises to keep students' bodies safe while they practice. There is a link in the show notes and a discount code for 25% off if you sign up before the end of March 2020. I should point out that they are not actually a sponsor, and I have no affiliation with them. They asked, and I sounded like something I thought you might be interested in, so I decided to share. So go check it out. Let me know what you think if you decide to take the course. Next up is Kilmaine Saints. It's from their Off the Wagon Acoustic Sessions album. This is the title track.
Off the drink, I'll for the seventh time this week.
Well, she sang to me so sweetly one early Easter morn, as our ship did turn the wester to make it round Cape Horn. Well, she sang to me a song of love, and how my lips she did crave. And all I had to do was join her beneath the waves. 'Cause she's a liar and a thief and a damned old fish, but she's the only one I want, she's my only wish. And if I did go overboard, then I would surely die. But if I could have one thing in life, I would love her by and by. Oh! And turtles play. And 'twas there I saw my dear old dad, who had died some years before. And he said to me, swim for your life and find some peaceful shore. 'Cause she's a liar and a thief and a damned old fish, but she's the only one I want, she's my only wish. Overboard, then I would surely die. But if I could have one thing in life, I would love her by and by.
Went out on a cloudy night, prayed to the moon for to give him light. Many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. Many miles to go that night before he reached the town. Oh. He ran and he ran till he came to the pen. The ducks and the geese, they were kept there. And I said, a couple of you build a grease match in before I leave this town. Oh, town, oh, town, oh. A couple of you are gonna grease match in before I leave this town. Oh.
I can barely see. Why'd I go out drinking at the docks?
After Kilmaine Saints came Brave the Sea from their album The Kraken, that was Siren Song, then Cali Celtica from some kind of EP or something, that was The Foxes, then Johnny Brown by The Whiskey Dicks from United We Stumble, and finally Buell by Marcus Mack from Schrag. I hope you enjoyed this week's episode, and if you did, please share this week's show. You can share it with a friend, a dozen friends, 2 dozen friends. Post it in a Celtic group that you enjoy. If you're on Facebook or another social media platform and there's a part of a group, share it to one of those groups or to a hashtag. The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast is here to build our community and help the incredible artists who so generously share their music with you. If you hear music you love, buy the albums, shirts, and songbooks. Follow the artists on Spotify, see their shows, and drop them an email to let them know you heard them on the Irish and Celtic Music Podcast. And remember also to subscribe to the Celtic Music Magazine. Every week you'll get a few cool bits of Celtic music news. It's a quick and easy way to plug yourself into more great Celtic culture. Plus, you get 34 Celtic MP3s for free just for signing up. In addition, then there's that extra 17 you can get. So it's just going to be 34 soon. So make sure you go get all those albums right now. Go sign up, the Celtic Music Magazine. I hope you had a great time today, and I hope your solitary time, as we all weather the COVID-19 pandemic, I hope it's peaceful, happy, and healthy. So stay safe. Please let me know how you're doing. Again, you can send an email to CelticPodcast@gmail.com. Let me know you're doing well. We're going to finish up the show with C-Star from their newest album, just came out, Sinners and Angels. This is the Dublin 3. Thanks so much for listening.
Dublin bound were three. Our bags are packed with music and dreams, and wanderings waiting to be free. And somewhere across the deep Atlantic, my heart started beating fast. But we were bound for opportunity and music and pints and a share. And those spiral histories, haunting melodies that won't let me sleep. We would walk the ancient roads, see the things we'd never known, yet we'd feel like we'd come home, home for the Dublin Three. Sir Richard and driving on the left was quite a trip. We met a crazy cat on a motorbike named Evan, who gave me his guitar with a wink and a little kiss. And my heart started racing again as the pieces fell into place. Cork, we found kind folks with a smile on their face, and those spiral histories, haunting melodies they won't let me see. We would walk the ancient roads, see the things we'd never know, yet we'd feel like we'd come home, home for the Dublin.
The Irish and Celtic Music Podcast was edited by Mitchell Peterson with graphics by Miranda Nelson Designs. The show is produced by Mark Gunn, the Celtfather. To subscribe, go to Apple Podcasts or to our website, where you can become a patron of the podcast for as little as $1 per episode. Promote Celtic culture through music at CelticMusicPodcast.com.